Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, thanks for checking in with me today. I am so thrilled you're listening in. I don't have an interview for you today. Like I said, most of my interviews I will be putting out there on Fridays. But what I want to share with you today is an audio that I did earlier, and it's called Looking to Your Future. I have my podcast featured in Careers because I like to bring to people out there, I like to share with you different aspects of growing your business, growing your career, giving you insight of mine. I'm not going to give you my age. I'm not going to do that. But I have been around for a while, and I wanted to just give some overview on how people learn. How do you get to your next level? How do you get to your future? So I call this little segment Looking to Your Future because I've had many situations in my life where at one point, you know, I got the training for being a secretary. And then I got training to be a telemarketer. And I got training for this. And I got training for that. But the one thing that I really want the most training on, I didn't get training on. And I had to learn on my own. And it was a 2-year up and down struggle because I had no one to take me by the hand and show me. I'm not going to spill my guts here because all this is covered in my little 5-minute audio. But I think it's important for people to let go of their pride sometimes. I was very prideful that I could learn on my own, that I didn't need anybody to show me how to do something. But you know what? When you play follow the leader like you did as a kid, you get a lot further along, a lot faster. When I look back at the different careers that I've had, and I've had a few, I've been very blessed to fall in love with my careers. But sometimes they were a very painful learning curve to get to the point where I was really making a good living at it, because I have spent, oh my goodness, the better part of my lifetime on making money strictly from a commission basis. I know a lot of people don't like the idea of being strictly on commission, but I excelled at it once I found the key to doing things that way. But the key didn't come easily. Nobody opened the door and said, this is how you unlock this door, Gale. So I went through some pretty awful commotion to find a way to excel at what I loved. And a lot of that came through books. And as we go along in my podcasts, I'm going to be creating a 3-part series called The Magic of Enthusiasm. And I'm going to share with you my story, how I went from being a very negative person to being a very positive person. But it all came through mentors. And the mentors weren't always there holding my hand, but mentors come to us in many different forms. So I ask you, do you choose to be a stubborn individual and full of pride and saying, I don't need anyone to show me how to get there? Or are you someone that's willing to look for that mentor, to find that coach, to excel faster than slower? That's what my little audio is about today. And I would like to share with you my insight on which way is the better way to go. You have a pattern. I had a pattern. And I found that when I went searching and investigating and learning from other people and sought out their guidance, that my growing excelled in comparison to when I would stubbornly figure out things on my own. It's like, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a dilemma where you just cannot figure it out? You do the Ben Franklin close on yourself. You sit down and you write it out, my pros and my cons, and you sit there and you're glaring at it. And you're still not sure what you want to do. And you're like, what the heck? And then you turn around and you ask a friend for advice. And as you're asking the question, a light bulb goes off and suddenly you have that answer. You've been struggling with it on your own, but it's not until you voice it to someone else that the answer materializes for you, and the person's answer is really irrelevant at that stage of the game because you already know the answer. Well, it's the same with seeking out someone to learn how to do a new skill. It's like driving. I don't know too many people that get behind the wheel and say, hey, I'll just figure this out on myself. I know there are a few. I got to share a real quick story with you here. I had a friend that, I have a few friends, doesn't mean I only had one friend, but I had a friend in upstate New York calls me up one day and he says, hey, Gail, he said, just bought myself a new truck and I need your help. And I said, well, what do you need my help with? He said, well, I bought a standard shift car. I said, you what? Yeah, I don't know how to drive this thing, but I know that I love watching you drive your standard stick shift, so I figured you could teach me. Wow. Okay, I was very honored that he enjoyed watching me drive a standard stick, but okay, here's how he wanted me to teach him. He wanted me to take him up the steepest hill in town and teach him how to pop that clutch and get up that hill. Whoa, that is not the kind of thing you do. You don't go out and get a mentor after you've stepped off the cliff and have no parachute on. So I encourage you to find your mentor sooner rather than later. And with that said, if you choose to be a podcaster, you might want to follow in my steps on that. I actually had been introduced to podcasting at an event I went to. I was very intrigued, decided. I actually had the plan to do this podcast, but I had not discovered that it was the podcast was how I was going to do this program. I really wasn't sure. I knew I was going to do it by interviews and social media. But when I was introduced to the podcast format, it made perfect sense to me that this was what I was going to do. So when I came back from that event, I started telling everybody I was going to do a podcast. I didn't really know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, but that's what I was going to do. And everybody was so supportive and so excited. In fact, a friend of mine actually then sent me a webinar to listen in about podcasting. I was very quickly intrigued and impressed with this young lady's information and approach, and I purchased her course. That's why this podcast exists today. I have gone on to get another mentor because I like different people's styles and learn different things from different people. But if you would like her course, if you go to thegailfoleyshow.com and go to resources, you will find it listed at the very top, the resource that I have learned in order to get this podcast launched. And in fact, just today, I have been listed in the iTunes directory. So with that said, I want to move on and encourage you once again to jumpstart your life. Don't wait. Don't put off by just trudging along on your own. Find that mentor. Listen to my audio for a few insights on a few occasions that I went one direction and then I pulled back to another direction and there we go. And tomorrow I'll be talking a little bit more about the magic of enthusiasm in the three-part series that I will share with you down the road. Please subscribe to my channel. Please share this with your friends and family. I appreciate everything you do and we'll talk again soon. I want to talk to you a minute today about how you learn. Do you prefer to do it yourself? Or do you prefer to find a mentor? Do you go to seminars? What do you do? Well, here's been my path. I went from being a secretary of 24 years to getting into social work, being a caseworker. And ironically, I thought when I got into that job that I would do what I've always done, figure things out on my own. Okay? Well, I get my first review, and let me tell you, first of all, going from that to from being a secretary to that arena, I had 3 months of training sitting next to someone that taught me day in and day out. And when I was given my office, the files were literally stacked to the ceiling on top of a file cabinet. They said that most people walk out for lunch and never come back. I gotta tell you, I sat there totally, eyes crossed, totally depressed. What do I do? It's only one thing to do. You eat the elephant one bite at a time. So I started with one file at a time. My review came up and I got a C. I think they were A, B, and C, like school. And I got this C on my review and I didn't understand it. So I said to my supervisor, I said, I don't understand. Why did I get a C? He says, because you never ask any questions. That's what I don't understand. He says, Gail, you've never done this job before. He's, you don't know everything, and how are you going to learn if you don't ask questions? Well, okay then. I went back, and I asked questions every day, all the time, constantly. I just asked questions. Even though I knew I could figure it out, I asked questions. My review the next time, was it A+? I didn't understand why that was so important, but it changed what I did. I asked questions. That job wasn't very long lived because I ended up moving to a whole different state. The next time a situation occurred that I was transitioning from, I went back to being a secretary. When I left being a secretary at that time and went into a job, I went from being a secretary and knowing that job to a job I had no clues on. I went into selling advertising. And here's what happened with this job. Nobody showed me how to do anything. Nobody welcomed my questions. I took 2 years learning that job. Became known as the golden girl of advertising after a while. So I guess I taught myself pretty good. But oh my gosh, had I had a mentor, I could have been a lot further along, a lot faster. Okay, skip ahead to another time. I get into timeshare. There's lots of pieces in between, but I gotta keep this short. I get into timeshare, and I'm back believing I gotta teach myself this. Well, I was taken off the line after a short time and said, you need to go into training. So I sat in a room. I watched a video for one straight week, every day, all day, and asked to be put back in the sales force. And I went out and became on the power line because I followed that training. So once again, I'm back learning a whole new gig. And let me tell you, I find it so much easier having a mentor. Following someone that's laid all those breadcrumbs out for me to learn how to be a podcast talk show host. So that's my lesson for today, is if you want to get there faster in your dreams, find someone to follow. Ask the questions. Get in there and learn from someone that's already done all the hard work of learning it.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.